It's Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet, and live in our Cedar Falls studios, the Copper Smoke Trials.
Iowa Public Radio.
The Copper Smoke Trials live in our Cedar Falls studios of Iowa Public Radio. Welcome to IPR.
Thank you very much for having us tonight.
And
folks,
you didn't have far to go to the Cedar Falls studios because you're a Cedar Falls band, right?
Yeah, right off. We rehearsed right down on Searley. Got a nice little house there with a basement jam room. And so we had a nice rehearsal before this and packed up. And 4 minutes later, we were over here setting up.
Well, it's great to have you, and you know, you're kind of an interesting band. You've taken advantage of a lot of opportunities to record and collaborate with people. Tell us a bit. The new EP is out right now. It's called Bird, but that's not all you've got going, right? Tell us about some of the other projects you got going on.
Yeah, for sure. We released Bird back in March, and that had been about a 6-month ordeal putting that together. Everything we've recorded so far is with a good friend of ours. His name's Robert Lucas Scott. He works in a little home studio he calls Rama studios here in Cedar Falls, and the guy has just got such an attention to his craft that once he starts a project, he becomes super, like, involved in it. And, you know, we always joke with him. He actually came to me once saying, you know, I work with you guys so much and I know your music so intensely that if you, you know, someone drops sick or something, I could play the bass or drum parts if you need it. So we recently recorded within 2 weeks of today a new single called Westward Soul. And we released the track along with the video just yesterday, actually. And then, you know, that was a good 15-hour project, but it yielded some great results. You know, that one was super fun to do. And we're actually heading out tomorrow to Chicago pretty early in the morning. We're recording with someone, got in touch with our bass player, Andy, there, and looking to record a band for a couple tracks. And so we're excited to go out there and, you know, experience the big city as a band together. I know we've all had our share of big cities, and it's good to do it as a band to get that experience. So we're excited for that.
Okay. And we're going to hear Westward Soul later on.
You bet.
And we also wanted to mention you've got that version of Superstition online.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a very popular video, we noticed, after we put it on within the first day. It was at like 1,300 video views on the page, and which is more views than anything had been on there combined. And that was another opportunity. A guy out of Waterloo named Matt Johnson has a Twin Rock Recording, which he specializes in recording like house concerts and kind of out there in the field recordings. And so we won a sweepstakes where it was funny because I had a friend in another band that also won it, and he wanted to do a cover with us. And so he put together not only the recording session, but also a video recording of it as well. So we did that down in Des Moines. It was like 6 a.m. when we started that because we had to be back in town for another gig that same day. And so that was a super cool experience for that. And the video is just top-notch quality. It's Hive, the Hive Multimedia is the name of that group. And they're out of Minnesota, Minneapolis, I think. And it was just so fun to work with them. And we're grateful for all these opportunities we've had over the past just year as a band.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like things are going good for the Copper Smoke Trials, and let's hear some more.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
This will all come to pass. Before now I reach for the bottom of the glass. After all, look what it's done for them. I don't even have trouble sleeping. Cause men in denim covered all in grit and grease and dignity. And the women, sweet women, so dashing, rooting all about. Cause one day soon, this will all come to pass. Oh wait, it's just wishful thinking with a little bit of sass from a factory. Calling now to hire me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Copper Smoke Trials here on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet. We have much more to come yet from the smoker, the Copper Smoke Trials. Where'd the name come from, anyway?
Honestly, I can't really tell you. I don't know. It just kind of happened one time.
Those are
just
the best.
Just sounded.
Guy.
The words fell into place, and
he's never told us.
Yeah, if I knew, I could tell you guys.
Just well, you know, you can Google that name and there will be no confusion as to what it is you're looking for.
For sure. I guess the only thing I could think of is I started out writing the music that I do today on this copper resonator guitar that I spent pretty much. It was the last money I had until my new job started. And I saw this guitar and I'd been seeing it for weeks. And I knew when I walked into the store, I was like, I need to buy this. And so that's, I guess you could say that started it all.
But. Okay. There's a
copper,
clue.
So that's okay. My best guess.
All right. Well, that last set, we heard all three of those songs on the Bird EP, concluding with Teach Them to Kill, which I'm so happy you played that. That's one of my favorites from the EP.
Oh, thank you.
It's got such a killer organ riff in it and such great drive on that song. And, you know, which brings up the question of classic rock, because it's reminiscent of classic rock. And it wasn't until earlier today that I realized why I like that so much. It's like Deep Purple, which is a band that's not as well remembered as, you know, some of the other classic rock bands. So can you talk a bit about the inspiration of classic rock in your music?
For sure. I know. I'm glad you said that because I was for that song, I was thinking of Highway Star by Deep Purple. So it's kind of a tribute to that band because I grew up listening to them. And definitely shaped a lot of the musical influence of this group, even if I don't know it. A lot of these were songs that I kind of brought to the table with maybe a lick that I'd come up with. And like at the time when we first started writing all these, we were workshopping it as acoustically as possible. So we'd have, you know, we were in a room with a grand piano. I'd be on that resonator guitar. And our drummer at the time, Kyler, who's on the record, was playing on like a djembe. So just, and then Andy had on his electric bass, and so it was as minimum distraction as possible in writing it, so we could make these more intricate songs with more of a contrived form by not having to worry about the effects, and then everyone could go figure out their effects later, and we'd bring it back and kind of workshop it on that route. And so I think the first one we did that way was Shake, actually, because we recorded that single and released that before the EP by almost a little under a year. But that one, I remember, I came up with this lick and showed Andy, and Andy made it even better. He made it groove even harder than what I had showed him. And so that song came together super easy, you know, and at the end I thought, you know, it's a dance tune. All these other songs are so heavy with like these morals and ideals. Why not just make one that's about dancing and just like getting down? And so we threw a little Latin jam at the end too, because that music is so dance based. It seemed fitting, like almost a Led Zeppelin tribute there. Kind of like Whole Lot of Love goes into a little bit of some Latin jam.
So everybody in the band has got some musical training.
Absolutely. We're all current or former music students in college, and so it helps the most, I'd say, the training is not so much the theory or the picking the right note, but just knowing how to operate in a band where you can be super efficient with your time and know how to best describe what you're trying to say. I know we didn't really have a lot of hiccups in the songwriting process. The only thing we really have a hiccup in is like a different way to take it, or if we're being too complex. And so it's a good skill to be able to just communicate all these musical ideas super effectively and efficiently.
Yeah, well, like I said, with Teach Them to Kill, you know, it might be complex, but it moves along nicely, so it works. Let's have some more from the Copper Smoke Trials. Thank you.
yesterday.
Down when you take the time to look around.
Everything has a reason and a flow. Don't let it go, let it go. And just think about people, about bees. And pray like you're a bird among the trees. As you can see, and babe, the intoxicating melody. Kindly. Thank you.
And that was the title track from the EP. That's Bird from the Copper Smoke Trials. The EP is available on all the digital platforms.
If it's a platform, it's on there.
All right. So you can get that right now, the Bird EP, and I'm sure much more music to come from the Copper Smoke Trials. Phil Moss is our technical producer, and thanks to Chris Fenton and Tony Daner. I'm Mark Simmet, and we're going to hear that new song from, you calling it a single?
Yeah, we're going to call this one our first single with, I guess, the reborn Copper Smoke Trials.
Okay. We're going to finish up with that. Thanks so much for coming up to play for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for hosting us.
All right, the Copper Smoke Trials.
Back to some soft red satin sheets, aquarium on two hearts swimming in swirls of orange and green. I think all those days very fondly, and it makes me so blue, 'cause every blacktop mile behind me makes me farther away from you. Mama, I'm a westward soul. The westward shores is where I thank you.
be satisfied. Got between a love at home and one for a world that's big and wide. And I think of the day, one day I will make you mine, dress and jewel. But for right now, I'm running around acting like a big damn fool. 'Cause mama, I'm a Westward Soul. Westward Shores is where I'm gonna go. So don't you cry for me no more. Because tears ain't gonna slow a Westward Soul. Mama was always a Westward Soul. And she's got a world that a smile and it burns right in.
Thank you.